Mary May and her younger brother, Bill Turner, were the middle siblings in a pack of six kids growing up in rural Pennsylvania in the 1930s.
We lived on a tiny little valley. We knew nothing about the outside world. And so all the, your family was all you had.
May says her brother loved airplanes and joined the Air Force when he finished school. He was 22 and headed to Korea when the C-124 Globemaster he was navigating crashed with 52 people on board.
It was a kid trying to realize his dream, you know, and it was cut short, I guess.
Bad weather made it impossible for search parties to recover the remains of the plane in the winter of 1952. May says she never had closure from his death.
You never give up totally. You always think that he would be found or he would come home somehow.
When some of the wreckage was spotted in 2012, May says she began to hope. Like other relatives of the victims, she gave a sample of her DNA to the Department of Defense forensic labs. The scientists there managed to match it with the bones of her brother's leg. May says she was shocked when she learned they found her brother. She says she shouted the news to her daughter, but then she didn't know what to say.
It's very hard to. You didn't want to accept it before, and now you still don't want to accept it. I don't know. It's just a hard thing to live through.
May says she thinks burying the remains alongside her mother will help. For Michael Williams, the death of his brother-in-law, Howard Martin, in the 60-year-old crash was something his wife's family would never discuss.
When it was brought up, it immediately brought tears. So I basically did all my research in secret, so not to upset anybody. I just wanted to find out a little more detail than what the family revealed.
William says his research connected him with other families around the country who were also seeking closure on the issue. They formed relationships through email and Facebook and remembered, even when others forgot.
It's kind of disappeared in the fog of time. And fortunately, the Alaska National Guard noticed something and decided to take a look down on Colony Glacier. They could have easily just flown over it and said, that's nothing. Went down there and investigated, but they got curious, and the families do appreciate it.
But for other families, they will continue to wait. The remains of 35 of the 52 victims are still lost on the mountain, though the Department of Defense says they will keep looking. In memory of those who died, the mountain where they perished was recently renamed Globe Master Peak. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.